Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, thank you for taking my call today. So I have a question about debt reduction.
Okay.
So I really don't like debt very much. We did get into some debt for some real estate courses and things like that. So, but we didn't quite make the money as quickly as we hoped to pay off that debt. So I took some money out of my retirement account so that I could put on to this debt. And, but I haven't paid it on to the loan yet. And I was wondering if it will be better to continue with my original plan of putting the money on the debt, or should I use that money to put on an investment property that could then pay the monthly payment for the debt? And I don't know if numbers would be helpful or not.
Yeah, let's talk about this, Jasmine. You gave me a small heart attack, my friend. You gave me a small little heart attack. Boy, I about almost passed out, Lord Jesus. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, my sister. Jasmine, how much debt do you have with those real estate courses?
Okay, so it's about $40,000.
Okay, $40,000. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Is that your only debt, just that $40,000 in real estate? So like cars is paid off, everything like that?
Oh, yeah, the car's paid off. We do have a mortgage.
Okay, cool. No, I'm not worried about that.
And then we have some credit card debt that we're paying off kind of aggressively because that's a higher interest.
Yeah, okay, I got you, So how much credit card debt do you have?
Okay, so in the credit card debt, we have about 13. It's $13,000, but it's zero interest. Okay, so with this program, they like, anyway, we won't get into that, but.
Okay.
So there's a $13,000 in credit card debt, but it's zero interest because it's still in that first, 12 months or whatever.
For sure. Okay.
And then we have $40,000 in a Best Egg loan that has an interest of about 8%.
8%. All right, cool. So we got $53,000 total consumer debt.
Yes.
So $40,000, that's in your real estate courses, and $13,000 in credit cards.
Yes.
All right, cool, great. How much did you take out from your retirement?
$20,000.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Jasmine. Okay, cool, great. So we got $20,000 you took out of your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Household income with you and your husband? Ballpark.
$200? About $300 between the two of us.
Okay.
Okay, right. 260, 270. Sorry, that's what my husband said. He give me.
What up, husband? What up, bro?
Love it.
All right, so we had $270,000. We want to estimate $270,000 as household income, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool, great. And so you want to know pretty much between you and your husband, should you take that $20,000 and put it towards your $53,000 of debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's be real here. For you to get that $20,000 out of your retirement, you had to take out more than $20,000, right? Because you had to pay penalties and stuff, right?
I just took out the $20,000 and they gave me the $20,000. I didn't have them take out taxes or anything from that.
Okay.
Because usually...
Oh, no, Jasmine. We lost Jasmine. It was getting good. Oh no. We're losing her. Bring her back. Bring her back up. Bring her back. Okay, okay. All right, cool. So this is gonna be my suggestion, right? With the income of $270,000, Jasmine, you and your husband don't need to take out nothing from your retirement. I totally get that, you all don't want the debt. I'm right there with you. And you all want to aggressively get it going. But what I don't want you to do is to rob from your future. $20,000 less from your future, that's $20,000 less of compound interest that you could be gaining on your future with that compound interest. So if I'm you, I am keeping that inside of my investments. I'm gonna go ahead and just put it right back in my investment. And then at $270,000, if you all are aggressive with that working the debt snowball, which I know you say you're working the avalanche method, I would work the snowball method, get rid of that $13,000 because I get it. You have a year of free interest. But I would get rid of that $13,000 as aggressively go after the $40,000 that has an 8% interest. At a $270,000 income with a combined income with the child out here in the back, you guys are a homeowner, you all should be seeing about $200,000 a year, which is going to put you at about in between $15,000 to $20,000 a month. Y'all could aggressively, if you really come down and sit down with a plan, I feel as if y'all could be completely debt-free this year. It's going to be aggressive, right? But two things now you're doing. You're putting the $20,000 back. You're growing on that compound interest. And you're attacking the $53,000 in debt. Now, I'm going to say do the debt snowball method. I get it. I understand the math makes sense to you when you're in. Well, the $13,000 on the credit card is sitting there because it has no interest. So let's go ahead and aggressively tap the $40,000 because we're getting 8%. But in 2 months, y'all can pay that off. I don't know what else you may have requirements with your income, but with about a $15,000 to $20,000 income with the mortgage, et cetera, within 2 to 3 months, you can have the credit card paid off and then you're attacking the $40,000. This year, you're 100% debt free. If I'm in your shoes, that's what I'm doing. I want my money work. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI red teaming. You see, AI red teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI red teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Working for me, right? I'm going to keep that $20,000 and keep investing into that to the 401k. I'm going to get rid of the debt and I'm going to come up with a strategy. You and your husband come up with a strategy and look at y'all's money and figure out how can you attack the $50,000. Because what you just did is, let's say for an example, let me show you what you just did, actually, as a matter of fact. Where's my thing at? Let me just show you. I just want to show you because I don't want you to think I'm making this up. Let me pull up my computer here real quick and go over here. Did that thing work, Jay? Let me know if it worked. Maybe it didn't. But I want to show you how much money you just possibly missed out on. Is it coming up, Jay? It's not. And then, okay, cool. Did we lose her? We lost her? Okay, cool. Dang, that sucks, man. Here's my thing, Jasmine. If you're still watching, right? Let me see how this thing's gonna work. Let me see if this will work. Oh man, it's not working. Okay, there it is. Now go over to my website, man. I want to show you all, right, what Jasmine and her husband are potentially missing out on. So when you pull out money from your 401k, I want to show you all the potential of what's happening. And I do not, I want y'all to understand why I am not a fan of you taking out $20,000. All right. So $20,000 is a lot of money. So let's just say Jasmine, she looks very young. So let's say she's 30. Let's just say Jasmine and her husband are in their 30s. And let's say they plan to retire at 65, right? Again, if you go to anthonyo.com, come over here to the wealth tool, you can use this tool. All right, so say 65. And let's just say they only have that $20,000 inside of the investment. And let's just say on the worst case scenario, we got 8%. Now, we saw that last year we got 23% on the return on the S&P 500. It was like 24%, right? There was only 9 years within the last 40 years that was negative. So we're averaging anywhere between 8 to 12% of a return. But let's just say on a low end, go back to the screen there, Jay. Let's say on a low end, we get 8%. And let's just say that she is contributing. Let's just say she puts nothing in there, right? Let's just say she puts nothing else in there. I just want y'all to see what she's missing out on. Jasmine, if you're still watching, what you're missing out on with the $20,000, right? This is how much money she's missing out on. When she took out the $20,000, over the next 30 something years of the $20,000 just sitting in her account, she's missing out on $305,000. $305,000. Just because we took out $20,000 to pay off $53,000. Do you all see the math here? I'm not making this up. Let's say it's an 8% return. She's 30 right now. Okay, she could be older, she could be younger. But we can change the math. Let's say she's in her 40s. She's definitely not in her 40s. She looks very young. You know what I'm saying? She looks amazing, right? But let's say she was in her 40s and she wanted to retire at 65. She's missing out on $126,000 of free money. Of free money to pay off $53,000. This is why I say do not rob from your future to pay off debt. No, do not do it, you guys. I'm begging you. Do not do it. Don't do it. Because you're losing money. Let's look at the math. You're going to miss out on, let's say worst case scenario, she is in her 40s, which I think she's in her 30s. So let's go there. Oh, she's back. Is she back? Okay, she's back. There go, Jazz. Bring it back up. Bring it back up. There go, my sister. Yeah. So, did you see that? Did you see the math I just showed you?
I did. I did see that. So I don't know if I still have to pay penalties if I put the money back, but I'll call them.
Call them and see, because how long has it been out?
Less than a week. About less than a week.
I don't know. That's something I do not know because I've never had to do it. And okay. So I will call them, Jasmine, and see if you can put it back. If you cannot, if they say no, you cannot put it back, then I mean, yeah, go ahead and put it towards that debt, because now you want to be wise with what you can do, right? Okay. But do not take any more money from that, because unfortunately, worst case scenario, and I don't want to ask you your age, and have you feel uncomfortable, but it's like, I think you're in your 30s, young 30s. And if that's the case, and retiring at our age, right at 67 and a half, 65, that's almost $300,000 we've lost out on. And then just think about it. It's actually a little bit more than that, because that's compounding. So that's money going on, is compounding and compounding. That could be anywhere between $500,000 to $600,000 by the time you and your husband get to that age where you all are ready to experience true freedom that we missed out on to pay off $40,000. But here's what I do want to say, Jasmine. I appreciate your grind, you and your husband's grind, for like saying, yo, we want financial freedom. So what do we got to do to get this freedom, right? And so I love that, and I'm celebrating you all for that.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.